Women in the state's W-2 program can already receive cash grants from the state for the first 3 months of their newborn's life. Doyle wants to double that time, the idea being that the early months of a child's life are developmentally some of the most important. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman told the legislature's budget committee yesterday that the plan is in the best interest of children.
We believe having a little more stability in that fragile home during those early months will help not just the mom connect to work more successfully, but help that baby get off to a bit of a more stable start.
But Greendale Republican Jeff Stone told Gassman he's concerned that expanding the state's welfare program sends the wrong message.
The goal here is to reward work through the W-2 program, and yet, you know, where other working families maybe earning a relatively low income would be working, we would be extending an additional benefit for not working. I guess I'm concerned about the message that's sending.
The Joint Finance Committee voted down a similar proposal last session. Doyle also wants to extend benefits to some welfare to work women in the later stages of pregnancy. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.